I can remember my wife and I just lay down. We were at my one of my employees called and said, "Get over here," and you know, we laid down and just sort of looked at each other and just didn't know what we were going to deal with the next day and what we were expecting. And it's like you wear the two hats at the same time. We're supporting each other and realizing that there's pressure from all around, your home and then your schools. And it's just like this, it's just this heavy load on you all of a sudden that night when we went to bed. And I don't even know if we even slept that night. But it's hard to separate that because it's just was this ugly event that took place and just worried about everybody and everything. And, you know, you just sort of like in a little bit of a daze that night because you did not know. We got a phone call from a neighbor that said, my wife did, you and Nick need to get down to Albertsons and get into the parking lot and look up at the hill. Your house is there. So my buddy gave us his binoculars and we drove down and sure enough, the house was there, but we couldn't see a few others. And then just asking questions, do you know about Chipita? Do you know about Trailblazer? And of course, no one knew anything at that point in time. You know, I don't think we had access to the home for a while, from what I can remember. You know, we had to drive right by Chipita, which was standing, which was great. And then the neighborhood to the right and behind it was just ash. And that was hard to see. It was really hard. And then, of course, you go up and your home is still standing. And it's this, like, how did this happen? You know, why? You know, those kinds of things you just start asking yourself. We had 92 students who lost their homes. We had 15 employees that lost their homes. We had a meeting at Coronado High School. It was just addressing what needed to be addressed and making sure that everybody knew that school is here and your school is still your school and we will find a way to get you to your school. That was important to us because continuity is important. Our families are remarkable. Let me just put it to you that way. All schools, they were remarkable with each other and with their children, and they knew that children came first. We really thought that there might be counseling needs immediately, and no one came and took advantage of that resource. But I think when kids got back to school and the conversation was different, there were kids who needed to talk. I can remember being in a kindergarten classroom, and on the first day of school, a student brought in a hunk of what looked like metal. That child shared that at their show-and-tell portion of that day, and that's what that child was able to sift from home. Experiencing it, at the same time having to deal with it, you probably have a greater understanding about what some people are going through, but I have to be honest with you, I didn't lose the home. So I don't know what mom and dad felt like. I don't really know what the children felt like, but I sure did know what it felt like to almost. But you still have to have that compassion for those that did and let your compassion guide you in doing what's right. Our neighbor lost her home. And we waited that day when we were all allowed to go into our homes and check things out and clean out the refrigerators. But she got there that night. You know, we looked at it and, you know, we stood there for a while. We said a prayer or two together. And then she came into our house. And there was this odd feeling, you know, that my wife and I both had it. She lost hers and now she's walking into ours and we're, what, 20 feet apart. I don't know if I call it guilt, but it was an odd feeling. We lost homes on both sides of us, across from us, but we were standing and it didn't feel right. And, you know, and of course my neighbor goes, don't worry about it, you know, but I told her how I felt. I remember that. And she was trying to comfort me as much as I was trying to comfort her. She got me through that. The neighbor did. It's just remarkable what can happen when a community comes together before, during, and after devastation such as this. And, you know, the school system is a part of the community, a central part of the community. And when we all work together, miracles can happen. And that's one of the things that I like to remind my staff about every now and then, because it's important for us to know that It's not about us. It's not about them. It's about a community at large.